Hi, welcome to Viz School once again. We are on chapter 9, a very important chapter when we talk in terms of accounting, because insurance organization may excel in their business operations, but all these need to be captured in terms of accounts, and these accounts are to be captured in terms of specific regulations. And when it comes to insurance organization, they are having more specific regulations, unlike the general regulations applied to any other companies as per the Companies Act 2013. In the previous chapter, we saw evolution of insurance organization, the role of functions, role and functions of insurance organizations, the core functions and the support functions of insurance organizations, the role of insurance organization intermediaries, the outsourcing of non-core insurance functions, the product development by insurance organizations, and in the previous chapter we saw the importance of operational excellence to maximize the performance of insurance organizations. This chapter will help you understand the basic accounting concepts that are specific to the field of insurance. When we talk in terms of basic accounting concepts, we look at both from the general accounting terms as well as from the statutory point of view. And these are more specific to the field of insurance. Like I told, there are general applicability of provisions for companies as per the Companies Act 2013. But when it comes to insurance organizations, there are certain specific accounting principles which we'll see in detail. And more particularly, critical to the regulator in understanding and assessing the business and operations of the insurer. Because insurance is a special business and hence it requires a special type of accounting for assessing, and here comes the role of the regulator as to what types of accounting needs to be done by an insurance organization. So here, regulator, that is IRDA, has specific regulations on insurance accounting. We'll also look into that. So, a financially sound insurance sector can make a significant contribution to the growth, economic growth and development of the country. And when we talk in terms of financially sound, it has to be established through accounting. Accountants have to record financial information in proper books of accounts and consolidate in statements prescribed by the applicable laws and the guidelines and regulations of the regulator. Because no one can do accounting in terms of their own whims and fancies. There has to be standards, there has to be universality of the best practices that are actually adopted, and this comes specifically from regulator, so it can have uniformity across all insurance organizations. The main goal of accountant is to record and classify and summarize the financial information so that it can be actually presented in the form of statements for bringing out the meaning for all the stakeholders, which not only includes the insurance organizations, but all those connected with insurance organizations, which can be the policyholders, the government, and various other research agencies, etc., etc. Insurance organizations require the persons skilled in accounting concepts to follow and implement the insurance core principles. So when it comes to accounting, we require specific people who are skilled into accounting concepts. Now let us look into the regulations and the accounting standards for insurance accounting. All the companies incorporated in India have to follow Schedule 3 of Companies Act 2013. Specifically, when we talk in terms of Schedule 3, it talks about the financial statements that are to be prepared by any company which are incorporated under Companies Act 2013. However, insurance companies' financial statements are governed by Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, preparation of financial statements, and auditor's report of insurance companies, Regulations 2020, which are amended, and the latest amendment, IRDA regulations on the financials, preparation of financial statements, auditor report of insurance company should be followed. The balance sheet, revenue account, policyholders account, receipts and payments account, that is a cash flow account, and the profit and loss account, that is a shareholders account of an issuer, insurer should comply with the accounting standards issued by ICAI to the extent applicable to insurers. So not only the IRDA regulations, but also the accounting standards issued by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India to the extent applicable to insurer should also be followed by the insurance organizations. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority preparation of financial statements and audit report of insurance companies regulation 2002 has been amended by Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India preparation of financial statements audit report and insurance companies first amendment regulation 2021. That's on all. As and when IRDA issues any notification circulars related with this, insurance organization need to follow that in addition to the regulations made, which is a consolidation of all the previous rules and regulations issued from time to time. Now let us look at important aspects of the financial statement. The first one is the income statement, which talks about the revenue. Insurance organizations earn the revenue mainly from the premiums and investment income. That is the main bread and butter for an insurance organization. Other sources of revenue can be in the form of fee for services offered. The premiums collected creates a cash asset and a corresponding liability to pay in the form of survivable benefits or the claims, because whenever a claim is settled, this has to be settled out of the premium amount that is collected by the insurance organization. Insurance companies have to make their investments wisely within the norms set by the regulator. So the premium collected is not just kept idle, but it is invested by insurance organization, but this has to be done wisely and within the norms prescribed by the regulator. Investment income can come from interest on the bonds, debentures, and other debt instruments which insurance organization invests in the market. Now let us look at the expense statement. The income statement, which talks about the expense, insurance organization main expenses are in the form of claim settlement and the commission that is paid to the agents and the brokers. Besides these expenses, insurance company also have to bear the operating expenses in the form of rental for the branch premises, salary to the staff, expenses for the IT infrastructure, etc., etc. So these expenses are to be recorded into the expense statement. Now there are specific guidelines for preparation of financial statements. An insurer carrying on life insurance business after commencement of regulations shall comply with Schedule A. An insurance carrying on general insurance business shall comply with the requirements of Schedule B, and the report of auditors on the financial statements of every insurer and reinsurer shall be complying with the requirements of Schedule C. So this has been specifically mentioned in the regulations, and based on that, the specific formats are available in Schedule A, Schedule B, and Schedule C. Now let us look at the general instructions for preparation of financial statements. A corresponding amount for the immediately preceding financial years for all the items should be shown in the balance sheet, revenue account, profit and loss account, and receipts and payment, so that an easy comparison is made between the present year and the previous year. The figures in the financial statement may be rounded off to the nearest thousands. The third important general instructions is interest, dividends, and rentals, receivables in connection with an investment should be stated as gross amount. The amount of income tax deducted at source should be included under the advance tax paid and tax rate at source. So interest, dividends, and rentals, receivables in connection with an investment should be stated at the gross amount. The amount shall make provisions. The company can make provisions for damages under the lawsuits where the management is of the opinion that the award may go against the insurer. So this provisions helps the insurance organization to face the claims that may arise from the lawsuits, so a sudden shock will not happen to the insurance organization. The risk assumed in the excess of the statutory provisions, if any, shall be separately disclosed, indicating the amount of premium involved and the amount of risk covered. Any debit balance of the profit and loss account shall be shown in the deduction from the uncommitted reserves, and the balance, if any, shall be shown separately. These are the general instructions every insurance organization has to follow. There are different schedules having specific meanings. From the life insurance business point of view, Schedule 1 will talk about the premium, Schedule 2 about the commission expenses, Schedule 3 operating expense related to insurance business, Schedule 4 benefits paid the net, Schedule 5 the share capital, Schedule 5 the pattern of shareholding, Schedule 6 the reserves and surplus, Schedule 7 about the borrowings, Schedule 8 about investment shareholders, Schedule 8 about investment of policyholders, Schedule 9 about the loans, Schedule 10 about the fixed assets, Schedule 11 about the cash and bank balance, Schedule 12 about the advance and the other assets, Schedule 13 about the current liabilities, Schedule 14 about the provisions, Schedule 15 about miscellaneous expenditure. Likewise, for general insurance business, Schedule 1 talks about a premium on net, Schedule 2 about a claims incurred net, Schedule 3 about a commission, Schedule 4 operating expense related to insurance business, Schedule 5 about the share capital, Schedule 5 about the share capital pattern of shareholding, Schedule 6 about the reserves and surplus, Schedule 7 about the borrowing, Schedule 8 about the investment, Schedule 9 about the loans, Schedule 10 about the fixed assets, Schedule 11 about the cash and bank balance, Schedule 12 about advances and other assets, Schedule 13 about the current liabilities, Schedule 14 about the provisions, and Schedule 15 about the miscellaneous expenditure. So as we see, both the life insurance as well as the general insurance business has specific schedules into which we find specific informations. It cannot be mixed up with any other schedules. Now, there are certain disclosures which are to be made, and this disclosure form a part of financial statement. For example, disclosures on contingent liabilities, actual assumption for valuation of liabilities for life policies in force, and comparisons to assets of the company in and outside India, commitments made and outstanding for the loans, investment and fixed assets, basis of amortization of debt, securities, claims settled and remaining outstanding for a period of more than 6 months on the balance sheet dates. These are the different disclosures that should form a part of financial statements. There are some more disclosures to be made which forms a part of financial statements in the form of value of contracts in relation to certain investments, operating expense relating to insurance business, basis of allocation of expenditure to various segments of business, combination of managerial remuneration, the solid cost of investments valued on fair value basis, and the basis of revaluation of investment property. When you talk in terms of contents of management report, not many things are to be mentioned. However, some examples have been put on your slide. For example, confirmation regarding the continued validity of registration granted by the authority, certification that all the dues payable to the statutory authority have been fully paid up, confirmation of the effect that the shareholder pattern and any transfer of shares during the year are in accordance with the statutory or regulatory requirements, declaration that management has not directly or indirectly invested outside India, the funds of the holders of policies issued in India, and the confirmation that required solvency margins have been maintained. So this should be, or these are some of the examples of the contents of the management report. Now let us understand the significance of insurance accounting. Insurance business is special and has short-term and long-term contracts. When we talk about life insurance, these are generally longer term because the claims are put in case of death or in case of survival till a particular term. The general insurance contract is generally short term. Most of the general insurance contracts are yearly basis. Insurance accounting has to consider the various types of contracts and accordingly reflect the transactions and unique characteristics of the insurance business. And for this reason, we are having specific accounting norms. Unlike other business, insurance organizations require specialized accounting techniques. And for that reason, insurance supervisors worldwide use two main systems of accounting. Number one, the general accounting, which we call it as generally accepted accounting principles, the GAAP reporting. And second one is the statutory reporting. When we talk about generally accepted accounting principles, these are more or less universally accepted. When we talk about statutory reporting, this will specifically come from the regulator of the specific country. Now, financial statements are very useful for stakeholders. Financial statements are prepared for a specific period and serves as an important tool for preparing budget and forecast for the future. Accounting plays a very vital role in preparing the financial statement. So there is a connection of accounting with financial statement, and there is a connection of financial statements with the stakeholders. So to fulfill all these requirements, we need to have proper insurance accounting. Financial statements, how are they useful for stakeholders? Management accountants analyze, interpret, and communicate the curated financial information to the top management to enable decision making and bringing important improvements in the business. So whatever the records or the accounts that are prepared, management account actually curates that information and puts in front of the decision makers for bringing out some meaning out of the information, and this meaning helps the decision makers to take decisions that can improve the business. Besides the insurance organization and the top management, information prepared with insurance accounting are also useful for insurance investors, the employees, creditors, policyholders, government, regulators, and public. So in short, when we talk about stakeholders, it not only involves the insurance organization, but everyone connected with it in the form of investors, the employees, the creditors, the policyholders, government, regulators, and even the public. The generally accepted accounting principles, popularly known as the GAAP, are a collection of acceptable accounting concepts, principles, postulates, conventions, provisions made in Companies Act 2013. They are useful for accountants for financial reporting. They constitute the normal basis of accounting for most types of business entities. So friends, one has to keep in mind that certain concepts, principles, postulates had been carried over for a longer period of time, but this has gained acceptance by making them as a part of law, which is Companies Act 2013. The most important point of a generally accepted accounting principle is it defines a boundary. And when we say boundary, the accounting is done within these norms, so that everyone who looks into the accounts is able to derive a common meaning irrespective of in which part of the globe he belongs to. So the GAAP defines a boundary within which the accounting information needs to be reported uniformly, and because of this boundary, confusion is not created in reporting due to non-uniform accounting. The main advantage of the generally accepted accounting principle is that it helps the insurance organizations to have uniformity, reliability, and consistency in preparation as well as presentation of financial statements. So this certainly helps the stakeholders to find out the exact meaning of the reports that are presented in the form of insurance accounting. Now let us look at the terms which we mentioned in the previous slide one by one, so that it becomes very easy for us to understand insurance accounting. The first term is the accounting concept. The accounting concept talks about the assumptions made by insurance organizations for preparation of financial statements. What are the assumptions like? For example, money measurement concept. Anything that is reported in accounting has to be in terms of money and money only. This is called as the money measurement concept. So it is assumed that anything that is reported is in terms of money. What is accounting convention? Accounting conventions emerge from the usage and practice. Just as I said, something that is done again and again, that emerge with usage and practice of recording, classifying, summarizing financial information, and this becomes an accounting convention. For example, full disclosure. Certain aspects of the business are to be disclosed, and when this has been done over a period of time, and finally, there are certain disclosures which are specifically specified by the regulator, such type of practice is known as accounting convention. The third important term used in insurance accounting is the accounting postulate. Accounting postulate is a key assumption based on accounting practice and can be useful for preparing the accounting standards. For example, the going concern postulate, which states that any company is incorporated for its existence for a longer period and not for overnight closure. So it's a going concern postulate, and based on that, the transactions are also recorded as a going concern. Next important term is the accounting principle. Accounting principles are the rules and guidelines to be followed by insurance organizations for preparing the financial statements. For example, the matching principle. So when we talk in terms of the generally accepted accounting principles, we understood the concepts, the principles, the postulates, and we also took some examples. Now this slide consists of the various types of accounting, generally accepted accounting principles. For example, the business entity concept, the revenue recognition concept, the money measurement concept, the periodicity concept, the principle of conservation, the objectivity principle, the materiality principle, the cost principle, the consistency principle, the matching principle, the full disclosure convention, the going concern postulate. So let us look at this one by one. The first one, business entity concept. What does the business entity concept say? The business entity concept establishes a company and the owner of the company as a separate distinct entity. So once there is a distinction between the owner and the company, it becomes very easy to account without mixing up the accounts of the owner and the company. This concept helps to keep the business transactions away from the influence of the owners. Owners cannot manipulate the transactions of the company, and this brings clarity between the owners and the company's transactions. As a business account and the owner's accounts are separate, one can understand very clearly what are the assets and liabilities of the owner and the business. The second important concept is a revenue recognition concept. Insurance premiums are collected by the insurers in advance. The normal convention is for customers to pay their premiums at the beginning of the insurance term. The revenue recognition concept states that the premium is earned over the term of the policy and hence recognized as a revenue for the services provided over time. So this is a fine tuning in terms of insurance business, because generally the price is paid after delivery of a product, but here the premium has to be paid in advance for getting the service over a period of time. The third one is the money measurement concept. Financial transactions which can be measured in money are recorded in financial statements. This automatically means transactions that cannot be measured in money cannot be recorded in financial statements. When we talk in terms of money, it is the legal currency of the country in which the insurance organization is incorporated. So this is very important in terms of insurance organizations, and hence all transactions of insurance organization has to be measured in terms of measured before measuring, and actually after measuring it has to be recorded in terms of in the financial statements. The fourth is the periodicity concept. The financial transactions have to be recorded for a finite period, for example financial year, to enable user to derive meaning from it. Gone are the days when the transactions were recorded for a longer period of time. Now the financial year has been specifically defined and the financial statements are also to be prepared for a particular term. If financial statements are prepared for an infinite period, then it will be difficult to track the transactions and connect them with the current transactions. Most insurance organizations follow a 1 year accounting period, which is more specifically starting from April ending to the March of the next year. Next is important principle is the principle of conservatism. A conservative approach is favored over an aggressive approach, especially in insurance business. Insurers shall not overstate their income and understate their liabilities. The conservative approach states that all the losses should be booked, but anticipated income should not be considered. So this brings in lots of clarity to the accounts that are presented on a principle of conservatism. The next important principle is the objectivity principle. The objectivity principle leads to consistent conclusions when different observers review the transactions independently. For example, to obtain appropriate valuations of a building and properties that are these are owned by insurance companies, different organization, different valuers may have different valuation, but the objective principle brings in one commonality, and valuation approaches that relies on the estimates of future cash flows may or may not be objective. So the objective principle becomes very important when consistent conclusions are to be derived out of certain valuations. Next important principle is the materiality principle. The materiality principle states that all items having significant economic effects should be disclosed in the financial statements. Insignificant or minor items matters need not be reported as it can make the accounting report so voluminous. However, the materiality items have to be reported. Financial information deemed to be material or important, the user of the information must be reported in the financial statements. Next important principle is the cost principle. The value of assets is recorded at their acquisition cost. This is in keeping with the objectivity concepts. If the value of an asset has permanently changed, then the gap principle on a write-up or down of the asset value on its books may be considered. So cost principle is also very important to bring up the real meaning of a financial statement. Next important principle is the consistency principle. The consistency principle states that organizations should use the same accounting policies and procedures to record similar transactions in different periods to achieve proper comparability of financial statements. So once the consistency is observed across different periods, then there can be no confusion. If a different treatment is used from one period to another, the change and the impact of the changes should be disclosed in the financial statement so that whoever is reading the statement is able to understand and can actually calculate the impact because of the changes that have been made. Next important principle is the matching principle. The matching principle is very important as it states that all expenses should be matched with the revenue. If a particular expense generates revenue over the next three accounting periods, then such expenses should normally spread over those three periods, and hence there will be a perfect match between the expense and the revenue. For example, the commission paid to an agent on the sale of an insurance contract is an expense. However, If the insurance contract is for 12 months, then the revenue will be earned over a period of insurance contract rather than at the time of selling the insurance contract. So this is a beautiful example of the matching principle. Next important convention is the full disclosure convention. The full disclosure convention states that all important matters should be disclosed in the financial statement even if they may not directly affect the ledger accounts. Such disclosure is made in notes to accounts and the financial statements. For example, outstanding lawsuits, tax disputes with the government, company takeover attempts, contingent liabilities should be stated in the notes to the accounts in the financial statements so that the stakeholders are aware about what is happening in the organization, what type of liabilities are incurred by the organization. The next important postulate is the going concern postulate. The financial statements, though prepared for a financial year, are based on the assumptions that organization will continue to operate in the future. And hence it is presumed that there is no need to liquidate the organization because it is going to continue in the future also. This means that the organization is going to run for an indefinite period till it is liquidated, and the values and transactions should be accounted on that basis. There is no need of putting everything into one period only. So friends, these are different examples of the general accounting principles. Now let us understand what are the statutory accounting principles. When we talked about the general accounting principles, they are derived from the Companies Act 2013. Let us see from how are the statutory accounting principles derived and what are they exactly. The statutory reporting is designed to comply with the provisions and the concerns of the regulator in India, Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, popularly known as the IRDAI. The main objective of the statutory accounting principle is to have a supervisory oversight on the transactions recorded by the insurance organization. One important point you need to note over here is whatever transactions are to be done are done by the insurance organization that can impact the policyholder. But policyholders are not in a position, all of them, to understand the impact, and hence there has to be a supervisory oversight. And here comes the importance of a statutory accounting principle which binds the insurance organization to record a particular transaction in a specific manner. And that is the reason statutory accounting principles are required. All policyholders generally don't have the ability to evaluate the insurer, and hence it becomes imperative for the insurance regulator to acknowledge the need of the supervisory oversight on the transactions that are recorded by the insurance organization, primarily to protect the policyholder. For example, adequate solvency margin, special reserve for insurance, adhering to special guidelines of investing of amount collected from premium, this can directly impact the existence of the insurance organization, the claim settlements. However, if they are maintained as per the regulatory norms, the interests of the policyholder is protected and they can be rest assured that the insurance organization is sound and has sufficient money to pay back their claims as and when incurred. Now, in this process of statutory oversight, IRDA has a very, very important power. IRDA can call for detailed financial, statistical, and actuarial information periodically to assess the risk level in the insurer, monitor the solvency level and financial condition, and ensure that the capital and surplus resources are commensurate with assumed liabilities, and the insurance organization have to comply by supplying this information to the IRDAI on a periodic basis. IRDA also ensures that the accounting rules do not create loopholes to enable the insurance organization's product unintended results, produce unintended results. This is where I said, even though the regulations are consolidated, after that, based on the needs, IRDA can issue various notifications and circulars to plug such loopholes, if any. Insurance organizations must submit timely returns to IDAI and answer the queries raised by the regulator within the prescribed time frame. So IRDAI has a right to ask anything, anytime, and it becomes the duty of the insurance organization to immediately answer those queries within the time prescribed by the regulator. Now, let us look at management reporting. The management analysis can help insurance organization to increase productivity, efficiency, and adopt a cost-conscious approach for preparing budgets, set the standard cost for variance analysis, provide holiday service to policyholders, and to communicate the goals of insurance organization to all the levels of management. The analytical information presented in an easy to understand format with beautiful graphics, tables, statistics, etc., helps the management to make decisions on complex issues. So when we talk in terms of insurance accounting, it is not just a recording, classifying, and summarizing. But when this information is curated and put up in a specific and attractive format, it becomes very easy. And this is a part of management reporting, specifically useful for the management to make decisions on important aspects of the insurance business. The control reports highlight the actual and expected performances and help the management to take corrective actions in the light of changing conditions. The executive summary and the management analysis presented in the annual report of the insurer are worth reading by all the stakeholders, especially the employees of the insurance company and the policyholders. So management reporting becomes useful not only for the management, but all the different stakeholders that are connected with the insurance organization. A regulator's review of an insurer's management reporting provides considerable insight into the extent to which insurer will be able to identify, assess, manage, and control the risk of the business. So it is not only the management accountants, but a regulator can also review the insurer's accounting and bring out some meaning out of it. Now friends, let us understand the scope of financial management in insurance organization. We talked about the insurance accounting, we talked about the financial statements, we talked about the management reporting. However, there is a huge scope of financial management in insurance organization. Insurance organization can reach their full potential for growth and success with a proper administration of finance. Financial management in insurance organizations has dramatically increased, especially in the 21st century, with more foreign direct investments coming into the insurance industry because of the opening up of the insurance sector. The financial sector reforms and increasing foreign direct investments with liberalization and globalization waves sweeping across the globe have made it imperative manage the cash flows, generate the premiums or investments very wisely. Insurance finance managers are generally assigned with the functions of planning the financial strategy, identifying the target markets to mobilize new premiums, determination of the size and the rate and growth of insurance markets, managing the capital and surplus, including the solvency and profitability. So this role is not just limited, it goes on increasing with the change in the insurance functions and pouring in of the foreign direct investments into the capital of insurance organization. Some more functions can be determining the mix of enterprise financing, balancing the cash outflow and cash inflows, setting the sales revenue targets for the employees, increasing the gross profit with optimum pricing for products or services, managing investments of the premium money, and lot more functions can be included within the ambit of insurance finance managers. Insurance finance managers are generally assigned the functions of determining the composition of assets of insurance organization, reduce costs and avoid or investment in the fixed assets, tax planning, financial reporting, measuring the financial performance, auditing, as well as internal control. What are the common parameters to measure the performance of insurance organization? Successful insurance organization learn to master the productivity as well as the expense ratio. One has to balance productivity and expenses. However, if we have to measure the performance of an insurance company, we need certain parameters to measure that performances. So let us understand what are the common parameters to measure the performance of an insurance organization. Some of the most common parameters to measure the performance of an insurance organization can be the customer centricity with a special focus on the service to the policyholders in terms of the speed and fairness of underwriting practice and the claim settlement. Cost of services, especially the cost per claim and understanding. Equity among the policyholders in relation to the credibility of the insurers. Financial strength in terms of net worth, policy surplus, profit and bonus distributed. Design and organization structure. Quality of management, product research and development, range of traditional and non-conventional products, underwriting and reinsurance programs, managing risk and reward for a premium, technology advancement and convenience provided to the policyholder for dealing with insurance organizations. Once again, these are not exhaustive. The parameters can be changing. You can add more parameters for measuring the performance based on the type of the organization, based on the products it has, based on the functions it has, based on the services it offers. So this can be changing based on the organizations, and hence one has to take a note about it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.